In 1928, the modest daughter of an Albanian grocer became a member of the Society of Missionaries of Charity. By the time of her death in 1997, Mother Teresa was known throughout the world as a champion of the poorest, the most dispossessed, the weakest, the sickest of those in the world. In each of them, she saw the face of Christ, yet she hated the limelight. She took as her motto words that were from 1 Corinthians. What do you have that you did not receive? In other words, aren't the most important things in your life and in mine those things which have been given us by God? They are gifts. We haven't created them. We haven't earned them. The grace, the mercy, the love we know in our life has all come to us as a gift. Mother Teresa was a wholeheartedly unreserved lover of God and a lover of her fellow man. You know, she used to make world leaders fear being with her because of the uncomfortable questions she would ask them. She would make children delighted to be in her presence because of the sheer joy and love of her person. She could bring the audience at major universities to their feet cheering and applauding when she had lectured them on the virtues of chastity. Who else could get away with these things? Cheerfully suggesting that all of us give until it hurts. In her wholeheartedness for Jesus, Mother Teresa spent her life being a surrogate mother to the abandoned, the helpless, and the forgotten. The widow in the temple and Mother Teresa call you and me to authenticity as followers of Jesus. Their example, their lives, call us to abandon our own lives to God, to dare to see everything, including ourselves, as belonging to God, and then to live our lives accordingly, doing, making, being something beautiful for God.